Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Blackerby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Ogden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Ogden. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive towards third. Kaum catches it and throws to first to double up Blue. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a pop-up towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaum. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Kaum steals second. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern strikes out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo catches it and throws to second with Kress covering, to double up Kaum. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion takes first base on ball 4. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive to right field. Reynolds throws towards third. Com fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Com. Mannion goes all the way around to score. Blue moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards second. Redfern picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Redfern. Blue scores. Mainisch moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackerby hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-1 in the game. McGowan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blackerby. McGowan reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGowan tags and moves to third. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mannion hits a pop-up towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg takes first base on ball 4. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Adkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Berg moves to second. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress can't make a play. That's a base hit. Berg scores. Ma still moves to third. It's 3-1, Browns. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ma still tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Browns. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 0-for-2 in the game. Blackerby hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-2 in the game. Redfern strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-2 in the game. Schulte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manish moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Manish scores. Schulte moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to third for the out. Kress moves to second. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress scores. McGowan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Browns. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. McGowan scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Browns. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berg hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk pinch hits for Grady Adkins. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Falk moves to third. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. Falk scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Browns. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Walsh now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Rourke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Manish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma still. Manish reaches second base with a double. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schulte takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 0 for 3 in the game. Blackerby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 3 in the game. Redfern hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 6-4, Browns. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 3 in the game. Cecil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McGowan hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mannion hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Mo Berg. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Ed Walsh. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzler for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ma still hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.